This is Vajrahasyam, November 9th, and we're discussing this Ashtayam Sadhana, Prem Nam Bhajan. And this is talking about the gopis only wish for Krishna to return to Vrindavan. Because this is the mood, they're feeling that he's not there. This is Prem Seva. Bhama Prakat Leela, Manjari training, the service attitude of a Manjari. So Manjaris have a certain service attitude, and I guess that starts with when you're a bhakta. You're supposed to develop a good service attitude. Oh, do I have to do it? Some devotees, when they join the temple, they're very enthusiastic to serve. They want to serve. They understand that bhakti is all about love, and love is about service, pleasing the master, pleasing Krishna. And very fortunate jivas, they can understand that when you serve Krishna, you become very happy. That's the key to happiness, serving. Everyone in the material world thinks the key to happiness is enjoying. If people serve me, then I'm happy. In the spiritual world, happiness comes by serving. Even Krishna enjoys serving. When the coward boys are feeling hungry, then Krishna goes out and picks some fruits for them. And he plucks the fruits and he gives it to the coward boys. Oh, I think you're hungry. Take some fruits. Even God is serving on that level. This is the highest expression of love, where the beloved and the lover are serving each other mutually. In Vaikuntha conception, Vishnu, Narayan, he's receiving all the service. He's not rendering service. We don't see any pictures of Narayan massaging Lakshmi Devi's feet. You ever see Narayan doing Padasevanam to Lakshmi Devi? Not possible. But Krishna regularly massages Radharani's feet. You go to Sevakunj, and there's a painting there, Krishna rubbing Radharani's legs, massaging her feet to break her man. Well, this is a speciality of Krishna in Vrindavan. There's such sweetness. There's not so much all this maryada, rules and regulations and strictness. So this is a verse from Swasankalpa Prakasha Stotra, Raghunath Das Goswami's Tavavali, where he's talking about the attitude of Manjaris. They have a certain pride in their service. Like someone may, for example, in this world, someone may have a very famous master, maybe the king or maybe the prime minister of India, let's say. And he's a driver, the chauffeur for the prime minister. And he goes, he parks his car at some function. And there are many drivers that are meeting together. And someone says, oh, who is your boss? I'm the chauffeur for the prime minister. Acha. Prime minister's driver. Acha. Someone else says, who are you driving for? Oh, I'm driving for so-and-so. He's in charge of, you know, Mafatlal Textiles or whatever. Like this. So the driver, even people in this world, they become proud of their connection. Become proud of their connection and proud of what they're doing. So even in that world, in the spiritual world, the Manjaris have some attitude like that. That they learn how to serve Radha and Krishna in particular ways, and they are called on by Radharani to serve in that way. Navam divyam kavyam swakritam atulam natakakulam prahele gudharta sakhi ruchira vina dvani gati kadasne holaser lalita prerana balat salajam gandharva sarasam asakrit shikshayati imam. Translation. Oho, when in a private place will I receive such fortune that Radhika, upon the request of Lalita, will affectionately and happily, yet shyly, teach me dramas composed by herself, new poems, riddles with deep meanings, and melodies on the Veena. So now, this is, of course, when we're talking about learning. When will Radharani teach me? These are the aspirations of someone as a sadhaka. When will that fortunate day come when I attain prema in this body? Then I leave this world and I take birth in Bhoma Vrindavan in the Prakat Lila of Radha and Krishna. And then I get an opportunity to meet the eternal associates of Radha and Krishna in Madhura Bhav. And they will give me some preliminary training and preparation to serve Radharani and Krishna. Further training. And then on the recommendation of Lalita Sakhi, I may be recognized by my Guru Sakhi, and recognized by Rupa Manjari and Lalita, and recommended for further training, graduate studies. And then, as this verse is saying, Raghunath Das Goswami, he's praying, although he's eternally fixed in his service, he's praying on behalf of us. He's saying, when will Lalita Sakhi recommend me to Radharani? And Radharani will personally teach me how to enact the dramas that she's composed herself. So apparently they do some dramatic performances there in the spiritual world. And Radharani writes the dramas. And Radharani is very good at writing love poems and making riddles with deep meanings. And she's also very good on the veena, Gandharvika Radha. Radharani plays the veena and Krishna plays the vamshi and veena. These are very nice instruments together. They sound very beautiful. A veena supported by a vamshi or murali. It's a very beautiful sound. Now Radharani will personally teach the manjari. When one goes to Aparikat Vrindavan in the spiritual world, there's no more teaching then. One enters the workforce, work field. One then serves, plays the veena for the pastimes, or suggests riddles for Radha and Krishna, or takes part in dramas, dramatic performances, writing poetry. That all goes on. So when we talk about when will I receive training from Radharani, this is Bhoma Vrindavan at the time of entering the Leela of Krishna. And this edition has a second translation. When will Gandharvika Radha teach me the divine new poems she herself has composed as well as her plays, the hidden meanings of Radha's riddles, and the way to play delightful tunes on the veena? All this she will do in affectionate enthusiasm after being encouraged to do so by the persuasive Lalita Devi. Lalita Sakhi is very forceful and Radharani generally succumbs to her will and her wishes. She's prakara. Prakara means very fiery and very demanding. And she's 27 days older than Radharani. So she takes the command and lead over Radharani like an elder sister, more experienced in the ways of love. And she teaches Radharani how to... In fact, it's because of Lalita that Radharani exhibits man, which means an unfavorable attitude towards Krishna. And there's in one poem, it's described that Lalita Bhiti Manani. Lalita Bhiti Manini. Lalita Bhiti Manini. That Radharani becomes Manini, she becomes in this mood of man, which means love sulk or pouting, out of fear of Lalita Sakhi. Lalita Bhiti. Bhiti means bhayam. Bhayam means fear. She's afraid of Lalita Sakhi. So Lalita Sakhi is acting as a go-between between this newcomer Manjari and Radharani. It's extremely inconceivable to imagine such a fortune, to receive such a fortune, that a sadhaka coming from this conditional realm of the material existence, he could have the opportunity in some future life to be personally trained by Srimati Radharani in how to play the Veena. God's counterpart, Shakti Shaktiman, is quite astounding to think. I mean, in this world, you can't even, if you approach some Sangeet Visharad, or some Padma Shri musician, famous musician of India, and say, "Will you train me in sitar?" They get lost. You know, who are you? What is your qualification? But when one attains prema, then he enters into the world of unlimited access. When one attains pure love of God, then he gains access to the land of Krishna and to the heart of Krishna. Even he gains access to the heart of Radharani. He draws the attention of Radharani. He becomes qualified by that prema, by that pure love of God. The jiva can become qualified to be trained by Radharani. This is most amazing. Sukrita Nataka Ara Navya Kavya Tati Gud Arta Prahili Divya Vina Ravagati Lalitar Anurode Sneho Lasse Kore Se La Jagandharva More Nibrite Shikabe. Bengali version of the same verse. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling, when will Gandharvika Radha teach her original plays and poems, clever riddles with their hidden meanings, and many new delightful tunes on the Veena? On Lalita's request, Radhika will do this in a secluded place with affection and enthusiasm. So these are the qualities of an expert teacher. And this is mentioned also in Rupa Goswami when he describes the qualification of a guru. He should be sajati and sneha. Sneha and sajati. Sajati means the same jati, the same family, the same stahibhav, or the same line of thought, the same siddhanta. And he should be sneha, affectionate. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying that Radharani is going to take me in a secluded place, so I won't feel embarrassed when I make a mistake. Because if you're learning some musical instrument, many people are watching, then you feel some shy. If you make a mistake, then feel, oh, you're stupid. So you like some private lessons. So they have something in music called group lessons and private lessons. If you have group lessons, there's 10 people together, and the music teacher is teaching guitar, and it's only 10 rupees an hour. If you have private lessons, then it's more costly. You must be knowing. Like private tutor, you've all been to school. They have what they call tuition, something like that. Tuitions? Very interesting name, tuitions. In America, they don't have such a thing. They say tutor. Tutorial services or tutor. At any rate, if it's just you and the teacher, it costs more. So Radharani is... this Raghunath Das Goswami is praying on behalf of us that, and we can have the same prayer when we come to this level of attraction and attachment. Radharani, when will that day come when you will take me to, you will give me private music lessons? You'll take me to a secluded place and you'll teach me how to play the Veena. And what kind of teacher is Radharani? She's a very affectionate teacher. And very enthusiastic. Now, it's one thing to be affectionate, but when you're teaching music, to be enthusiastic with one musician after another, ding 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 toink, ding 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 toink, ding 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 toink. No, it's like this, ding 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 ding, ding 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 ding. Okay, ding ding toink. So to maintain one's enthusiasm as a music teacher is not easy. Sri Gaurasundara entrusted Sri Das Goswami. Sri Das Goswami is the name of Raghunath Das because there were two Raghunaths in the six Goswamis. One was from His great grandparents came from South India, and his father settled up in Benares, and his name was Raghunath Bhatta. And then there was Raghunath Das, so there was called the two Raghunaths. So in order to differentiate one from the other, one was called Bhatta Goswami and Das Goswami. Otherwise it's Raghunath Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami. So rather than say, they would just say Bhatta Goswami, you know, nickname. Hey, Bhatta Goswami, Das Goswami. So generally it's called an reverential term of Srila, like Srila Prabhupada. So Srila Das Goswami, who is Raghunath Das, Lord Chaitanya gave him in the care of Swarup Damodar, which we're hearing about in that story in Chaitanya Charitamrita. In Brajalila, Swarup Damodar is Lalita Sakhi. Under Lalita's guidance, Radhika's Palya Dasis, they learn how to serve the divine couple. And they attain the good fortune of directly serving Radha and Krishna. So she's the main teacher of how to serve Radha and Krishna. But sometimes for specialization, when one wants to go on a specialized field, then he gets directly trained by Radharani. Mahaprabhu is absorbed in the mood of Sri Radha. In this verse, Das Goswami, keeping the desire to serve Mahaprabhu in his heart, is begging at the foot dust of Sri Rupa Goswami for his cherished desires to be fulfilled. He desires to attain expertise in all varieties of fine arts that are useful for seva. In order to engage this Rati Mandri, who is Das Goswami, and seva to Sri Radha's lotus feet, Lalita Sakhi took her by the hand to Sri Radha and made the following request. In other words, this whole verse is describing an introduction. I'd like you to meet someone. This is my friend. This is my friend Rati Mandri. Acha. So what does she want? Oh, Radharani, she wants to learn Veena. Acha. And poetry and riddles. All right. Oh, Radha, you see this incomparably charming and beautiful young Kishori Manjari? She's very qualified to serve your lotus feet. So the preliminary, before one gets even the adhikar, or the eligibility to learn from Radharani, he must learn so much from Rupa Manjari and Lalita Sakhi. So this is like graduate studies, postgraduate studies. She's very qualified. Hearing this recommendation, introduction to Rati Mandri, Radha feels a little bit shy. Then she spoke very sweetly to Rati Mandri and embraced her to her heart, moistening her with tears of compassion. That's an amazing scene to envision on the screen of our hearts. And Radharani is caressing this Mandri to her heart and crying. Some tears are falling on the Mandri's head. That's a little bit unbelievable. Tears of compassion. Urged by the most charming Lalita Sakhi, Gandharvika Sri Radha, overwhelmed with great affection, began to teach Rati Mandri poetry, how to play the veena, drama, composing riddles, and other arts. Sri Radha is completely controlled by Lalita Sakhi. That's why it's told in Radha Krishna Ganesh Deepika, if Lalita Sakhi sees someone, if someone is in Braj Mandal and they're deeply desiring to serve Radha, and they're always crying out to Sri Radha, and always praying to Sri Radha, and offering stutis and stotrams and ashtakams to Sri Radha, Monindra Vrinda Vandate Chiloka Shoka Haranam Prasanna Bhaktra Pankaji Nikunja Vubilasani Vrajendra Bhananandani Vrajendra Suna Sangate Kadakrishya Siyamam Kripaka Daksha Bhajanam Radha Krishna Madhukripa Kataksha Stotram Stavaraj. Lita Sakhi sees such a sadhaka doing bhajan in Brajmandal, then she becomes very attracted, then she will arrange for that sadhaka to attain her perfection in the service of Radharani. She is the via medium. She becomes attracted. And then when Lita Sakhi is attracted, then she has the power to influence or control Radharani. So Radharani is training the new Manjaris. Vrindavan is the only subject matter of the new transcendental poetry that Sri Radha teaches Rati Manjari. The hero in this poetry is Krishna, Brajendra Nandan Shyam, and the heroines are the Braja Devis, the embodiments of Mahabhav. In this transcendental flow of Ras, there are ripples, an unbroken stream of waves. The movement of these waves is unrestricted and has ever-increasing freshness. Not only does Sri Radha teach the Manjaris the art of acting in poetry, she also teaches the art of composing riddles with deep meanings. The Palyadasis, the Manjaris, employ this training to stimulate Shringar Ras in Sri Radha Mukunda. The Sakhis, now here's an example of riddles. The Sakhis, when they're trying to incite Krishna or increase his loving mood towards Radharani, increase his mood of eros or erotic rapture and erotic desire to enjoy with Radharani, they will speak these type of riddles and ask Krishna, "Oh, best among clever persons," and they say, "Mahachaturi, oh Mahachaturi Sham, what is young?" And that's what a riddle is. What is small, short, and has a nose like this? And he said, "Oh, it's a this. No, it's a that." This is what a riddle is. So they say, "What is young, bal, and old, both bound and liberated, and pure but also in darkness?" And now you try to answer that. What is young and also old? What is free and also bound? What is pure and also contaminated or dark? Krishna begins to think, but it's a brain bender. Riddles means brain benders. They bend your brain. You have to try, what does it mean? And then, after some time, Krishna laughs loudly and says, "Sri Kishori's hair." Kishori's hair, bala. At which point the Sakhis burst out laughing. The Sakhis pleased Sri Krishna with such riddles during Rasa Vilas, that means conjugal enjoyment. And they say they speak such riddles when they're roaming in the forest, Banbihara, and at other times. So let's go back. They ask a question, what is young and old? The hair is, and Radharani's hair is young and old, both bound and liberated. When Radharani's hair is tied in a beni, it's bound. When she's enjoying conjugal union with Krishna, her hair is loose and hanging over Krishna's shoulders or whatever. What is pure but also in darkness? It's pure because it's Mahabhav, but it's black, so it's also dark. Pure usually means pure, white, white, pure, white, pure. There's also darkness. There's Radharani's hair. So all these riddles, as it mentioned here, they're all connected to Radha and Krishna. All the poetry is connected to Vrindavan. And in poetry, we have hero and heroine. It's not just Vrindavan, but there's somebody who does something to somebody. That's a poem in the context of some environment or setting. So the environment is Vrindavan, and the actors or actresses are Krishna and the gopis and Radha. And then riddles are meant to increase the loving affection, increase the humor, increase the rasa. Sri Radha inspires the Sakhis to please Krishna in this way. And when they play captivating veena, which they learn from Radha, Shamsundar's heart strings resound. Nice play on words. The strings of his heart. I mean, a veena has strings. Ding 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 So then the strings of his heart, the heart strings, Krishna's heart also vibrates. The vena is vibrating with beautiful music and very attractive, fresh sounds. So when Krishna hears that beautiful music with attractive, fresh sounds, then his heart starts vibrating with attractive, fresh moods of love and moods of feelings of attachment and attraction for the gopis. When they play the vena to please him, then his heart responds by vibrating with pleasurable reciprocation. The acharyas give the following conclusion for sadhakas. Attachment, asakti, eagerness, utkanta, and service filled with the result of prem ras are attained by associating with rasic Vaishnavas. And prem bhakti chandrika, Narottam Das Thakur says, Rasika Bhakta Sange Rahiba Piriti Range Brachapuri Vasati Kariya. One attains one's cherished desire by associating with and serving rasic bhaktas and by taking shelter of the land of Braj. So these are two ways to attain perfection, by Brajavas and Sarasanga. And these are mentioned in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. There's five ways to attain perfection: associating with advanced devotees, living in the holy Dham, chanting Hare Krishna, hearing Bhagavatam, and worshipping the deities. So two are mentioned here. So this is number 22. And here is also a verse number 6 from Swasankalpa Prakasha Stotra. Says that Vishakha is the music teacher of the Manjaris. There's different kinds of instruments also, and music in general, singing. So we heard Lalita is recommending Das Goswami for further teachings in Veena, poetry and riddles and drama. Now we're hearing that Vishakha is a music teacher, Vishakha's school of music. Kuhu kanti kantyarapi kamala kanti mai punar. Vishakha ganasya picha ruchira shiksham pranayatu. Yataham tenai tad yuva yugalam ulasya sangalal. Labe rase tasman mani padaka haran ihamuhu. So Vishakha teaches the art of singing. May Vishakha, whose voice is sweeter than a cuckoo, teach me the captivating art of singing, so we can all pray to Vishakha that we can learn the art of singing. Because we're trying to sing for the pleasure of Gauranga Mahaprabhu in his Sankirtan Rasalila party. And we're not all very expert in these arts. But on his order, we're trying to broadcast the holy name to our best ability. And as it's mentioned, it is an art. Everything is an art. Art is an art. Painting is an art. Singing is an art. Speaking is an art. Everything is an art. With that artful singing I've learned from Vishakha Sakhi, I will please Radha and Krishna during the rasa dance. So if Vishakha blesses us, who is Vishakha in Gaurlila? Ramananda Roy. Ramananda Roy is Vishakha. If Vishakha pleases us or Ramananda Roy pleases us, then we can satisfy Gauranga during the rasa sankirtan performance. And we will receive, if we please Radha and Krishna during rasa dance by singing so nicely, then we will receive some gifts. What will we get? We will get jeweled lockets and necklaces again and again. Iha muhu. Labe rase tasman mani padaka. Mani padaka haran. Mani padak. Money means jewel. Padaka means locket. And haran means necklace. So get rewards. Musicians usually get rewards from the kings and queens. When they perform nicely, then the queen says, oh, here, have a necklace. Well, I've seen a kind of a version of that during during Rath Yatra in Vrindavan. There is one acharya, I don't think he's there anymore, but his name is Ishwara Puri, same name as Lord Chaitanya's guru, and he was in charge of a temple, a big Jagannath temple there on the Vrindavan Prikamarg, as you go around after Keshigat, right hand side, big complex. And they claim there in the books about Vrindavan, they have a picture of those Jagannath deities. These Jagannath deities were in Puri, and they were going to be put in the well where they, when they changed the deities, and someone had a dream and said, we want to bring those to Vrindavan. So they say that these deities are from there. It's in those books, guidebooks to Vrindavan. So every year, of course, they have Rath Yatra, and they take out, I think I remember it was just Jagannath. I don't remember all three. I remember Jagannath being there, maybe all three, on a cart, and they go through Loy Bazaar, and they go here and there around the town. And Ishwara Puri, the acharya, he would sit there next, Jagannath would be on his right, he'd be sitting on the cart, and in front of him, you have a big pot, one of those big, big pots they cook, you know, and, you know, those big pots. It was full of laddus, like 3,000, 5,000 laddus, lots of laddus. And then he had a big stack, he had a bag on his lap with a big bunch of 50 rupee notes in it. And there was some Bengali kirtan party, because he also has 24-hour kirtan in his temple. And many devotees, Indian devotees from ISKCON, Vrindavan, when they wanted to stay in Vrindavan, but they got kicked out of ISKCON, they would go down there and work for him. They, you know that? I don't know, Russians, I don't know, but they live down there in the temple and they work in the Harinam part and get some food and room. And so. So he had a lot of ISKCON, you know, rejects or whatever down there. But he had nice Harinam, 24 hours a day, Hare Krishna, which is nice, beautiful. So he had these kirtan parties, they're dancing in front, and every once in a while he would pick up, out of his bag, he'd pick up 50 rupees and go like this, during the procession. And they show it to the kirtan party, and then all these, they go, oh, Haribo, and they would start playing more ecstatically. The drums, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and you go like that, and then he'd say, and you go like that, and he would give it to one of the party members in the kirtan party. I watched, it was kind of funny actually, but just describing. So then the person who got the 50 rupee notes, he would dance around in front of the other kirtan people like, look at me, I got 50 rupees, and he put it behind his ear like this. These are Bengalis. He put it behind his ear and he'd play the mridanga, ta 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 ta, and have it behind his ear. Got all excited. In other words, the idea is it's a story of how the musicians were rewarded by receiving money. So in a Ras Leela, the Sakhi Manjris, the Palyadasis of Radharani, they're also rewarded. Not with a 50 rupee note, which is useless there, but with some nice prasadi mala. Some money mala of Radharani or money pataka or money haran, necklace or locket of Radharani as a gesture of love, dadati pratigrinati, mukte bhojayate jeva. That even there, giving gifts is an expression of love, is giving gifts. So the Sakhi Manjris, the Palyadasis, are serving Radharani by singing their hearts out. They're offering their hearts to Radharani through singing. And Radharani reciprocates by giving them a gift as an expression of her heart. As an expression of her heart's appreciation and gratitude, then Radharani takes from her own neck one necklace and gives it to the Manjri. Prasadi mala. Mani mala. So this is a beautiful, sweet gesture of intimate love and exchange that Radharani has for her Palyadasis. It's of course, dasis means servant. It means master, mistress, and servants, maid servants, and the queen. But there's no subjugation there. There's no slavery there. It's not like here you have a king and he has so many servants and they're exploited or subjugated, and they're not really loved. Not really loved, and they're paid the minimal amount of money. And very rarely they ever get any recognition or reward or gift. Practically nil. But there it's a land of loving exchanges. Radharani loves her Manjris. And she that's why he says, Palyadasi. Palyadasi. Pran Sakhi, Nitya Sakhi. Palya means protected. Palya means protected, nourished, fed. Like Gopal. They're protected, they're nourished, they're fed, they're taken care of, they're loved, they're cared for. Personally by Radharani. Palyadasi Manjari. Palyadasi. Apalyadasi. Lalita Sakhi, Rangadevi, Sudevi, Chitra Champak, Indulaika. They're Sakhis, Ashta Sakhis. They're not Palyadasis. Only these Pran Sakhi or Nityasakhi Manjaris are called Palyadasis. They're Radharani's personal troop. P.S., like the Prime Minister has quite a few of them actually. 15 or 16 personal secretaries, Prime Minister. So these are the personal secretaries of Radharani, the Manjaris. Very, very special and exalted position to be in. Kuhukanta Tiraskari Vishaka Sundari Gana Vidya Shikaibe Mora Kripa Kari Se Gane Radha Krishna Rase Ulasiba Mani Parakari Pari Toshika Paiba. Bengali version of the same. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, the beautiful Vishaka Sakhi's singing voice is more beautiful than a kokil, a koil, or cuckoo. And out of her causeless mercy, Vishaka Devi will teach me how to sing like a cuckoo, like her. When I show off my learning of singing, which I learned from Vishaka Sakhi, Radha and Krishna will be overjoyed. That's nice. Se gane Radha Krishna rase ulas. Rase ulas. Ulasiva. Gan. Se gan. When I use this singing and I sing for their pleasure, they great happiness will rise in their heart. Great ras, great bliss will rise in their heart. They'll be so overjoyed and they will give me a reward of a jeweled padaka and other ornaments. So this is a reward for service. So this particular text is a prayer. Vandanam. Vandanam is one of the limbs of sadhana. Vandanam is a vaidhi sadhaka. Vandanam as a Raghunuga sadhaka. Vandanam as a Premi Bhakta. Everyone is praying. The nature and direction and objective of the prayers may differ, but prayers are part and parcel of the devotional expression. Whether one is, even Krishna is praying. Krishna prays to the Manjaris, O Manjaris, please arrange for me to meet Radharani. I'm praying to you. Please make some jokes, somehow convince Radharani to give up her man, to give up her love silk, and be favorable to me once again. So this is even Krishna's praying to the Manjaris. And sometimes Radharani prays, oh, Vishaka, I'm begging you, I pray to you, please you go bring Krishna, somehow you bring him here. I can't get out of my house, somehow you figure a way to get Krishna to come in my house. So she's praying to Vishaka, or the Sakhis. So then they go and they meet Krishna and they say, listen, Brindadevi goes there, Brindadevi Purnamasi, Kundalata. And they say, Radharani, she can't come out, Jatila will not let her come out. You must go see her somehow in Abhimanyu's house. And Krishna, how is that possible? I said, no, don't worry. We will dress you up as a female bangle merchant. Like you see these ladies sitting here on the Prikamark selling these kangan, these glass bangles. So they dress Krishna up like one of those ladies. And they give her some basket with all these little glass bangles, all these bangles inside. Then she goes to Varsana. And she says, hey, kangan, kangan, kangan. Kangan, kangan, kangan. Bangles, bangles, 5 for 1 rupee, 1 for 10 paisa, this, that. So then Jatila says, oh, because she knows that young married ladies, they like all these things. And she's not so much interested. But she says, oh, Radharani, look, look, there's a new bangle sales lady came. You come. So she calls, come, 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 you come and talk to my daughter-in-law and show all your bangles. So then they go inside. And then Jatila says, here, here's some money, or, you know, you buy whatever you want, you'll be happy, my daughter, Beta. And then she goes away. And then that bangle sales lady stays 3 or 4 hours there. As Radharani. So in this way, they make arrangements to fulfill the prayers of Radharani to meet with Krishna. So Das Goswami is praying, and he doesn't need to pray because he's already there in the Leela. But in his Stavavali, he's offering a string of prayers. Avali means string of, series of, stava. He's offering a series of prayers for the Raghunuga Sadakas to pray. Oh, Radharani, when will I receive training in singing from Vishakasaki? With this training, Rati Manjari considers herself blessed to sing songs that are endowed with a variety of ras and fragrant with cleverness and amorous ras. Rati Manjari sings these songs to please Radha and Krishna during Rasa Leela, which is the crown jewel of all pastimes. And thus, as a result, Rati Manjari receives many kinds of gifts from them. Rati Manjari knows the desires of Shyamasundara, and on the direction of Swamini, she sings wonderfully melodious songs with her sweet, pleasing voice. She has learned to sing so beautifully from Vishakha, whose soft, pleasant voice defeats the attractive kuhu sound of the cuckoo bird. During the rasa dance, which is filled with an abundance of tasteful mellows, Rati Manjari sings intoxicating sweet notes in harmony with Vishakha. That's amazing. First you get trained by Vishakha, your music teacher, then she sings along with you. Radha Madhava become completely overjoyed with this singing and give priceless necklaces and other ornaments as gifts. This wonderful gift makes the heart of Rati Manjari's guru, Vishakha, blossom with joy. Understanding that her efforts have been successful, Vishakha Devi profusely praises Rati Manjari. So if the student is successful and wins an award, the teacher also wins. Yes? Because if there was no teacher, there would be no student. And the student would not win the award without receiving the teachings from the teacher. So the prize of the student is also, the award that the student receives is also received by the teacher. So when Rati Manjari gets recognized by Radharani and Krishna for her virtuosity in singing during the rasa dance, then Vishakha is most happy and overjoyed with pride that her student learned the art of singing very well, sangeet. And she's happy about that. Vishakha is dear to and non-different from Sri Radha. And she's very enthusiastic in her service. Vishakha is extremely clever in the art of speaking. She even defeats Krishna in the speaking art. Krishna is also pleased by Vishakha's smiling and laughing. Das Goswami is fixed in his sarup as Rati Manjari. He's eager to learn speech that is full of joking, clever ras, and cooling like camphor. To learn to speak in this supremely relishable, intoxicating way that is related to Madhurya Ras, he accepts Vishakha as guru. There are many gurus, that's for sure. Like we have Vartma Pradarshika Guru, the guru that points out the path of self-realization. Then we have Shiksha Guru, and Diksha Guru, and Bhajan Shiksha Guru. And so there's many types of guru, and here we have Prem Guru. and Kala, Prem Kala, the arts of love. Prem Kala, Kala means art. Prem Kala Guru and Prem Kala Gurus. Lalita is teaching the art of poetry, drama, etc. She recommends one to Radha. And Vishakha is teaching the art of singing. And Rupa Mandri is teaching the art of these 16 services to bring the divine couple together and to move their pastimes to perfection. So in this, these are the various verses of the Bhajan Rahasyam, which explain how to attain the Prem Seva of Radha and Krishna in the spiritual world. What is the mentality, and what is the thinking, and what are the prayers, what is the, all these points that we discussed. And finally, what are the specific services? We heard about the 16 different services in Mandri's reform. Then the details of learning some of those services, how the Mantris will be instructed in those services directly by the Vishakha Lalita and other Sakhis. Now only two, we'll give an example here, Lalita and Vishakha. But the other Sakhis will teach the other things that they know how to make also. And tomorrow I'll describe different types of sambhog, because this is called sambhog prem. Viparlamba prem and sambhog prem. How Radha and Krishna enjoy together in their sambhog prem meeting and union.